This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Ooh. That bring me some good memories. It is Monday.
Get it out. Move to the music. Play that music. Yeah.
Attitude era. Got a little wild. You know what cracks me up now? You hear this and you think it's Stone Cold.
I see him walking through that warehouse, yeah.
Now I just think about him and his cats.
His cats?
Yeah.
Poncho, that's a damn good cat.
Poncho and Macho.
Is it Poncho and Macho?
Yeah. Poncho's the black and white cat.
Machu Picchu.
And he's got a picture frame that says best effing cat in the world. It says the word. And he's got Poncho's picture in it.
It happens. You know. Plus, he was not always... I mean, that was a character he played. You know, he wasn't always...
The way that... And you can attest to this because you have a farm. It blows my mind the way animals get along with each other. His cat will sit on the horse.
So, I mean, some. Like...
Like, that is odd.
The interesting thing with that is also how, like, I was saying, you know, the donkey is, like, the commander of the farm. But he was maybe, like, next to last animal we got. But he came in and, like, established himself. And the other one's like, all right, then.
It really is like the book Animal Farm. Like, they got their own little system set up.
Yeah. Hierarchy.
Yeah.
Because you'd think they would constantly be fighting each other back, at least the chickens.
You know what? The ones that end up, it's usually infighting, meaning like goats on goats or pig on pig. It's never intramural or whatever you would call it, interspecies.
Or kids that grow up on the farm, I think your grandsons will probably be doing this when they get older. I saw a video of a guy who lets his goats come through the house, like they'll walk in and out, and his son will put on a football helmet and he'll butt heads with a billy goat.
So funny, because...
It's hilarious.
So there's the one that, God, hey, this is awful. I don't ever remember his name because I don't like him. And I think he's going to be short-lived probably. The one that, I call him Stripes, the one that's got like the crazy stripe down his back. But he likes to get up on the side of my running board on the vehicle and look at himself in the mirror. But he doesn't realize he's scratching the hell out of my car. So I'll go there and like I see him getting up and I'm like, I stomp my foot at him because that's the way they do it. Like, they stomp their foot, like, getting their dominance. And that sucker got up on his hind legs and reared his head toward me.
He was ready to go. God.
And he's got them horns that, like, go around twice and could, are darting towards you. So I was like,
He's testing you.
I thought I was going to have to drop kick him.
He's testing you, bro.
You remember that time when I was getting attacked by that dog? It was the worst story. It was so, just flopped right back into my head now. It makes me feel bad. But there was a community dog. It was a neighbor's dog. And he would get out from time to time. And he was just real, very aggressive. Very, very aggressive. He was a greyhound.
Oh, those are big.
Very aggressive dog.
Big.
And he charged at me one time. And I thought nothing more to do than it probably wasn't even a kick. It was probably just like a stiff leg. Like he ran into my foot, perhaps. They hurt that dog, man. I felt so bad about
that. Better than getting bit, I guess.
Well, I was ready to call Rob, had I, but I didn't know him then. I was 12.
Yep. Look, goats are a lot faster than you think.
Yeah. Especially when they jump on them hind legs. Like, they're going.
When they get excited, they start making those weird, like, noises. Yeah. Like when they're running after you. I had to run away from one.
we had
a mean billy goat.
You come over the farm one day and just put you out in the pen and let him just chase you around? I'd love to see
that. God, he catch me.
That's how you lose weight.
Paige, come with me. It'll be like the old Roman games. We'll sit there and watch Fat Boy versus a goat.
Hey,
I don't know if I can handle that.
They smell so bad because they drink their own pee.
They
Oh yeah.
Yeah, right in the face.
That's your kind of animal.
Yeah, Jesus. Right in the tap. They do.
You ever see? And I know it's like it's like if you held a can of beer or soda from way up here. And the straw kept coming toward you. That's what the goat's gimmick is.
You remember the famous Kim Kardashian magazine? I don't know what magazine it was, but she was opening a bottle of champagne and it was going over the top and the champagne glass was sitting on her butt. And how it were. That's the way they do it when they're Dugans.
Okay.
It is. Like it goes like, is this thing going to stop?
Splash.
But it's not impressive because it's real skinny.
Yeah.
It's just long.
I don't get intimidated by watching that at all.
It's like the lipstick on Night of the Demons 2.
I would feel uncomfortable watching that.
Why?
I would. I know it's nature, but I would.
They really are nasty animals. The billy goats.
They really are. Yeah, they are.
They're real sweet. And they have huge nuts, too, a lot of them.
Well, I think you need a goat, sir.
I grew up with them.
I
can have one in my apartment.
Can you imagine? It smells like
live on the patio.
People walk by. I don't know what that smell is.
I did have
you
a buddy.
You would use it as an ottoman, I imagine.
I did have a buddy who had a horse in the front yard.
Really?
For the longest time.
Did he have to have an acre?
No, but he would go up on the porch whenever it started to rain.
Oh, bless him.
Like, really?
His horse is huge, and the porch wasn't that big.
See, somebody at Poe Mill had a horse, and that's strange. I mean, they really did.
You have a horse in the hood?
It was tied to the tree. In the yard. We're talking about half-acre lots, man.
Horse in Poe Mill?
Yeah. Like, it was set up on a tree almost like, you remember how they had pony rides at the Anderson Jockey Lot?
Yes.
Where you just in a little circle just going around and around.
It was the perfect place for them.
But, and the grass was all worn down from when that horse was just out there tied to the tree.
Somebody from
just sitting there looking at Hammett Street Grocery like, I wish I could walk over there and have a bottle of Coca-Cola.
God.
No, I'm stuck to this damn tree here.
That's cruel.
At least you got the room for it. A lot of people don't have the room for it.
Well, I mean, I want more. Not animals, no room. At the end.
At this point, you got to ask yourself, what are you going to expand? The animals, the property, or both?
I can't do one until I do the other.
Plus, you get into real tricky situations as far as you could be damn near a farm outfit at this point.
You don't want to own too much land, though.
Uh-oh.
Pay a lot in taxes.
Well, not just that, but it's a weird thing. I was talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago, that if, let's say Paige lives on our street. Let's say just for fun that our houses are around 225.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, still.
And then it is, right? And then Paige wins Powerball and she doesn't want to move, but she wants to expand her house and do all this. And suddenly Paige has an $800,000 house. Our taxes go up because this bitch goes over and decides to build her house all up. How crazy is that?
That's kind of
stupid. I mean, it's kind of crappy because then you're like, well, I want to beautify my house, but I can't now because her neighbor did theirs.
And the opposite, too. You don't want it to – see, like, you don't want it to go up. You definitely don't want it, but you don't want it to go down either.
No. Right. You don't want to have bad neighbors that tear everything down.
Keep the standards up, but don't go too high. Don't go too low.
It's copacetic.
Just right.
That's why they – two things neighborhoods will complain about are big box retailers or mobile home parks.
Oh, okay.
They don't like either one of those.
Something else. Right.
Because you're both going to drag them down.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
They don't want nothing to do with it. I got news for you. Go down any road. Everything's getting cleared off. Everything's getting, you know, rezoned for neighborhoods.
Have you seen a bunch of deer lately?
Oh, yeah. Other stuff, too.
A lot of... I've seen a lot. And I'm talking about raccoons. Down here.
Armadillos?
I saw on Wade Hampton, like Greer side of 29 Wade Hampton. It's going to right there near the post office there, Taylor's, Wade Hampton. I'm sure you have something like that in Chattanooga, wherever you're listening. But going to a major highway, and all of a sudden I see a deer coming across a four-lane highway. And I'm like, I'm driving faster because this thing's going to just go right into me.
Well, you know, if you see the one, there's like three or four nearby.
I have never. I hear that all. I've only, well, one time, and that was Christmas morning. That was lovely. It was snowing on Christmas morning. I go pick up Grace at her mom's house. We see three deer go across Saluda Dam Road. It was beautiful. But this thing, I'm like, I get past it, thank God, and I look in the rear view. He got clipped by the car behind me.
No.
But here's the thing. We were probably going 50, 55. That thing got clipped on the front legs, kept running. Like, I don't know how. It probably went in the woods and died, but I don't know how it kept trotting along. Like, if I got hit by a car,
he might be disabled now, the deer.
Probably. Well, I have to pay for his health care, too. Oh,
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Joe. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey. I'm Paige.
I'm Paige. And what do Betty Boop, Nancy Drew, Blondie all have in common?
PMS.
Yeah, that's an odd collection of.
No, sir.
Public domain.
Well, You're onto something.
I knew Betty Boop was, but not Nancy Drew yet, right? Ain't no way.
All right, so these are properties hitting Drew the Hill, public maybe. Domain this year, including Betty Boop, oh, wow. Blondie, Pluto the Dog,
what?
Nancy Drew, oh, Sam Spade, okay. And the song Georgia on My Mind.
Song?
How does that happen?
How does a song get on that list? That's
Did Ray Charles write that song?
Well, the properties hit the domain after their 95th year copyright maximum has been reached. So that means as of January 1st, anything released in the year of 1930 is fair game.
I'm going to look into that. I was pretty sure he wrote that song.
Georgia?
Like, songs don't really go that way unless somebody sells them.
Right, yeah. But also, like, I didn't realize at first, you know. Oh, wait a minute. I think Fat Boy's led astray here.
The comic strip
Blondie. Not the, okay.
Oh, not Heart of Glass.
I was about to say that Blondie ain't 95 years no. old. Yeah, with Dagwood.
Yeah.
Even that, though, I can't believe that's 95 years old. Like, I didn't realize it had been around that long.
Also,
yeah, what was that about anyway? Like, what is like the husband was always kind of just like a moron. It was always to make fun of the husband, right?
I think he was just thinking about Georgia a lot.
No, I was talking about Blondie.
Oh,
not Deborah Harry either.
That was just the.
Although I read later she was clean shaved.
So also the George and Ira Gershwin song "Embraceable You," I've got a crush on you, and but not for me, and I got rhythm.
Yeah, some guy named Stuart Gorrell wrote Georgia.
Oh, wow. He probably wrote it for the Empire near Russia.
Oh, he wrote it with a guy named Hoagie Carmichael.
You don't know who Hoagie Carmichael is?
I got to get reacquainted.
The guy invented the sub sandwich. No, I don't know. I've heard the name Hoagie Carmichael, but I don't know why.
It even says here it's most associated with Ray Charles.
Yeah.
He was a native of Georgia.
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 Oh, Georgia.
Also hitting the domain, Agatha Christie's Detective Miss Marple. And
never heard of that one.
William Faulkner novel, As I Lay Dying.
I don't know how I feel about that. I am usually like for the people, but like I'm thinking like, you know.
Like, yeah, some of this stuff's got to be like through estates where they just slip through. Like,
yeah, how does that work? Because I remember specifically it was CMC Limited, and what they did, they started approaching, I think they started with Marilyn Monroe's remaining relatives, and they said, look, you got these stores like Spencer's that are selling the shirts.
Yeah.
Let's copyright everything. So they got them. Then it was like, I think Elvis was CMC. All these people that they would make shirts of that, you know, were long gone. And then it became... But so that only lasts 95 years.
So when Prince died, you think there were like vultures, like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Because the family was.
Well, they were selling leaves from the tree at the Paisley Park. Like they started selling the leaves of the trees.
Like they license all his music now to everything.
Yeah. And he, man, like knowing what
would make his skin crawl. He would hate it.
So crazy. Yeah.
So the children's books, Dick and Jane, are also in public domain.
Is that like a C-Spot run type series?
Yeah, that stuff.
That was a movie, too, with Jim Carrey and Taya Leone.
Yep.
I think it's just they had the name in common, nothing else.
God, I really just thought about movies or characters, not songs or books or none of this stuff being public.
Yeah.
This could be anything.
Like Yeah. Like, when Trump made his own Bible, did he have to pay anyone at all?
I don't think so.
Like, wow.
What happens with, you see? Well, not his...
I think that's why a lot of, not necessarily music acts on their way out, but maybe ones who need to remind you they're there would do the country albums, Christmas albums, because a lot of that was already in public domain. They didn't have to pay anybody.
Mm.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that makes sense. They try to do some originals too, but...
Yeah.
Everybody likes the classics.
So then Steamboat Willie, that was the one the year before. And then also the bear, Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, this is weird. I saw a commercial that uses Steamboat Willie,
mm-hmm.
but they put a disclaimer on it saying it's not Disney endorsed. So if it's public domain, do you have to even do that? Or maybe they're just doing it to cover their ass. So that's where it gets convoluted.
But then you're putting on the... So it was a TV commercial or whatever, and it said not endorsed by Disney. But but they're putting Disney on it by even saying... They're mentioning Disney.
Yeah, and it was even the Steamboat Willie, like a little cartoon. Like a good...
Remember how when Vince ran WWE and like a wrestler would... He'd fire them or they would whatever. And then when they would go out on the indies, they would be... Tony Smith, formerly known as blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And he wouldn't even allow that. Like, they started the FKA thing.
What is the deal with Cena? Either he owns Cena. I saw some kind of clip. He either owns Cena's name or, like, as far as, like, certain maybe, like, forms of entertainment or something like that. But Cena, again, they got a lot of clout that Vince said he would never give to anybody else again.
You're saying almost, was it a contract where... Almost like a 50-cent contract where, like, if he signed you, he got royalties off of everything you did and not just the music?
Yeah, there was something where he owned his name as far as...
He hasn't said a bad word about Vince McMahon. And John Cena's not the type who goes and talks crap about anybody, but, like, he was almost, like, somewhat making little nods that, you know, well, you know, people do things, sometimes they regret. It's like, dude, John Cena, what are you saying?
God, that's what it says. Vince owns it for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, owns, like, that's his name.
That's his name. But John Cena is an entertainer, a movie star.
Yeah, voiceover, Honda, voice of Honda.
Whatever he does, Vince is getting the cut off. Genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's and I think that was prior. I think rappers started that, like your Dr. Dre's, which was brought to you by who was Dr. Dre's mentor?
Oh, dang it. You see, you can't really say Suge because that's not...
No,
really.
I mean in business. Like business.
Oh, Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine, yeah.
Jimmy Shoes.
Yeah. Kind of teach you the way, like, you know, don't just sign him to a record contract. Sign him to a Legends deal and all that stuff. You get him forever.
It was so genius how Beats got big. He's like, we just gave him away. Gave him away to famous people. Instead of wearing
him. Yeah.
Bose didn't do that. Bussy, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Bose.
Ricky Bose. Oh, my God. Why not do that?
Why not?
Plus, Big X the plug. You know, Rose had his shirt off long before you, buddy. So we can't have too many rappers.
That's true. Like, Biggie never really went around, with no shirt on. He hid those things.
Plug won't even button it up.
Oh, he like old, like... You see him come out. Down? Yeah, he completely oiled up. I'm like, there's no way you could have done that yourself. Like, who's the person that's oiling you up backstage?
I don't know.
Poor thing.
I got an old guy.
I'm an old guy.
All right, well, I'm Paige. There's your Ice Guys headlines.
Remember Snoop had somebody who paid $2 million a year to roll joints for him? Like, he's probably got a guy who just oils him up, pays him $1 million a year to oil him up real good. That's my moisturizer.
You know what I forgot? Illinois is a legal state.
Yes.
As far as the reefers go.
Yeah. I went to a dispensary.
So is it like just you walk in, I guess stuff's on the wall, you can buy
it's
whatever.
Like buying drugs in the future. You walk in and there's like these touch screens and you like pick in and go what you want. And then you go stand in this line and they call your name. And then I was buying something for a friend and they go over there and then they ID you and then they turn around.
Christmas shopping.
And then there's just like real... thick, like it's almost like a bank, literally. And this little chute comes down with your thing, and then they scan it, and then they scan you again, and poof, there you go.
Jesus, man,
yeah. Quick like that?
Yeah,
that is so easy and simplified,
but so smart. Because I was thinking about this, like it's so uniform, like almost like Clockwork Orange to just real basic, but like real big words everywhere, like
yeah.
This is only legal here. Do not take it on an airplane and all this stuff. But then right by the door, the best snacks you'd ever seen in your life.
Of course.
I mean, like the best snacks you ever saw.
Chocolate
like,
and marshmallow.
I mean, everything. You know how like when you go to like Five and Below's this way, where they have like the most incredible candies and all these stuff like they had that there. And I was like, God, y'all awful.
Jeez, smart, man. This is streamlined too. It's just so simple.
Yeah.
Process.
Real, real streamlined.
But the suppositories they probably got to
different flavors. Oh, to take it that way. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they had all that stuff. It was pretty crazy. And you know what though? Like you didn't see people walking around looking all like nutty either. I tell you, I was really surprised by the nice-ness level.
God, I want to go back now just to buy a gun and do a bunch of drugs.
Let's go.
From the download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live. I'm going to do this as long as I can so Paige can get back. Live.
You're never doing it for long. It's got a phone number.
I got to do it. So. From the CallRob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 5th of January, happy birthday.
Or
you do it, Paige.
Suck it.
Don't have music for this fella, but it is a very famous actor.
Oh.
He is a massive Eagles fan. I probably could have played Fly, Eagles Fly. You'll be hearing enough of that in the next couple weeks. It is Bradley Cooper's birthday.
Bradley Cooper.
And evidently, you know, making
of Righteous Gemstones fame.
Yep. Which they didn't really. That was probably the best episode of the whole season, to be honest with you.
Amen. No pun intended.
That was a good idea.
Also, Limitless. Probably in my top 10 movies.
Oh, that's a real good. They tried to do a show with it, but
can't do things like that.
Of course, he's Rocket in Guardians of the Galaxy.
He is Rocket Raccoon.
Silver Linings Playbook. He's Phil in the Hangover series.
He was the dickhead brother in Wedding Crashers.
Sack Lodge.
You know what? Ladies first, Paige.
53.
I'm going to go 50.
Close.
49.
Oh, no. 51.
Ah.
For Bradley Cooper. 51 years old.
Paul from Wonder Years.
It is Marilyn Manson's birthday. I swear that's not me.
Boy, that's home. One. You can't just look at somebody and tell their age off that guy.
No, and his dad, you know, rest in peace, looked a lot like him. Like, sometimes he dressed up like him. Unless that was just for a picture. I wonder if that part was me.
Cops in.
That's part of
the
talking
fault. About Texas there for a minute in there.
Mark,
that was Steers.
Mark, our boss years ago, was like, could you think of any songs I missed that need to be edited? And I'm like, me being a dumbass, like, hey, Freak on the Leash, he says this.
Oh, I know. I pointed out. Volunteered. I pointed out Flagpole said. He's like, you guys hear any songs? I said, well, that song drops GD and it's a.
So I guess it's protected when it's like The Who or, you know, somebody like that.
Right. Or AC/DC.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And that one Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. Brenda Lee. I mean, come on. What kind of pie are we going to have, Brenda?
Pie, Brenda? You whore. Nah, she was no whore. She was a sweet lady, they say. I think she's still with us, actually.
She is. I think she has a birthday around Christmas time.
Marilyn Manson, I'm going to say, I'm going to shoot right in the middle and go 55.
57.
He is 57, just like your favorite sauce. His favorite steak topping. Well, I got to kill the music for this fellow. Because he's been
drugs. Tom Kenny.
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get it.
Probably not, because
SpongeBob.
Is it SpongeBob?
No.
Is it Spoonjobby?
No. He's been in a ton of stuff too. Been acting for a long time.
Okay, so Barnacle Boy and he's dead already. Tim Conway was Barnacle Boy, and then.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
I think it was Tim SpongeBob. Conway, and then who was the old guy? Give me the initials. Let's play it that way.
CB. I can tell you who's the voice of, if that helps.
Go ahead.
He's the voice of Mr. Krabs.
Oh.
And he's been in a ton of
Charles
stuff.
Charles Bronson.
No, God. Could you imagine? That'd be a whole different character. You may know him best.
Cate Blanchett?
No. He was also Gus from Pet Sematary 2. He's been in shows like Dexter, the second Dexter they did.
My God. What's it rhyme with? Or anything?
Fancy Frown. That's what it rhymes with.
Fancy Brown.
Clancy Brown's
Fancy
birthday.
Fancy Brown, damn it.
Gus from Pet Sematary's Drew Butter.
I had no idea that he was the voice of Mr. Krabs. Yeah. Did you go see the movie yet?
I'm not a big SpongeBob guy.
What?
I've seen like a couple of them.
I want to go see it.
But the animation is weird looking. What is that? It's not like live animation, right? It's like something.
What do you mean live animation?
It's not a cartoon, but it's like some kind of 3D looking animation. Yeah, it's weird looking.
I always thought live action meant it was just like it was people dressed up in the costumes running around. It was non-animation.
It might be. That might be what it means.
It's all AI now anyway. It's all. These cartoons are all fake now.
Fake like they were real to you, man.
Hey, too, they were real to me, damn it.
This might surprise you, actually.
Clancy Brown, also a former SNL writer. Am I wrong with that?
He might be. I don't really know.
Let's just go 64, like the Impala. What do you
63.
Say, Paige? 63, she says.
67.
I'll be dad.
I forgot he was in Shawshank. He was the prison guard in Shawshank.
Crap.
Yeah. The not nice one.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't have the Love Boat theme song because there aren't many left. I don't think.
Exciting and new.
It was Ted Lange's birthday.
Oh, yes. Ted Lange.
Isaac.
From Old Lange Zion. You remember.
The bartender.
Yeah.
Saw a Love Boat Captain Steubing uniform at a thrift store once.
Nice.
And, yeah.
Why didn't you get it?
It wasn't for sale for some odd reason. It was for display only in the window. They wouldn't sell it.
What?
Well, I have it there.
The white captain's outfit with the black...
That's cool.
On the shoulder there?
Like,
that's not for sale, hon.
Let's see. That show was on early 80s. That was like, so we'll go, God, it's 26 now. So, 82. 79.
You pivot.
78.
Oh, Paige nailed it. Ted Lange, 78 years old.
Well done. Well, tomorrow we'll guess Gopher's birthday. And if you don't get that reference, you're young and have a big life ahead of you. Enjoy it.
It is a legend's birthday. He was Tom Hagen in The Godfather. 1 and 2. Didn't come back for 3. Because he wanted as much money as Pacino did. They wouldn't give it to him. He was also in Days of Thunder, The Natural, Colors, which is a great movie with Sean Penn, Lonesome Dove, The Untouchables, Apocalypse Now. He's a big Clemson fan. I saw the helmet in his living room.
Initials, please.
R.D. Long career. Legend. Gone in 60 Seconds. Deep Impact.
Oh, gosh.
The Apostle.
Man, this is where I feel like a moron. Where everybody's saying it, and I'm just, you know, I have FOMO right now. I'm missing out. I have fear of this.
Robert
Demeckis.
Duvall.
Wow. Bobby D.
I
Bobby
feel like
D.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude.
Bobby Duvall.
I thought Apocalypse Now would have gave it away.
Well, no, the freaking Godfather should have gave it away.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him too.
He's great. And I don't know if they're going to get him in time for Days of Thunder 2, which evidently is going to happen.
How old did you say he was?
I haven't yet. Look at you, old trick.
Trying to see if it'd work. Don't call me a pot.
You would trick.
91.
90.
95 years old.
Good
for Robert
Lord.
Duvall. Look at you, man. I got a happy heavenly birthday, but Diane Keaton would have been 80 years old.
She died this past year, right?
Yes, yep. She did.
Would have been a big one. 80. No longer
rest
with
rest in peace.
Yeah.
Is tomorrow too late to do our memorial thing? I don't think it is.
No, we can do it.
It'll be one of those things where it'll surprise you. You're like, oh my God, that was last year?
Are we going to do a death poll?
No, where we just, like, you know, reminisce on those that passed last year. Because you'll forget, like, oh my God, I didn't know they died.
That's sad.
Especially if they died on, like, a Saturday.
Or just halfway through the year.
Yeah.
People forget. There's some big ones.
Yeah.
Might have been one of the biggest years for passings ever.
It was
unfortunate.
It was a rough one.
It's very sad.
Isn't that a fun way to send you out on the end
Look
of the
at
show?
That. Hey, man. It's getting back in the groove, baby.
Getting back in the groove. Tomorrow, this is interesting. Tomorrow will be our, and how appropriate right now while you're still having your, maybe your resolutions intact and this, that, or the other, the new year, new you kind of thing. The first all advice show of the year will be tomorrow. So if you need some advice about some stuff, whether it comes from resolutions or, you know, am I crazy for doing this thing?
Anything.
Whatever.
Anything.
Anything at all. The trivial to the complex, we are, and if we don't have an answer for you, someone listening has, you think, oh, no one's experienced this. You know, not to bust your bubble, but a lot have.
Like, you're talking to like a lot of ears, hundreds of thousands of ears.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Plus, if you want to get in line, so you can always email. Jump ahead a little bit. It's a little secret. Don't like to tell too much.
We don't. But if you already know something, you're like, oh, thank God they're already doing it. Email us, theriseguys@AOL.com. Give us a brief synopsis of what it is you're dealing with, and then a time frame that works for you.
No, that's a big one. Yeah, that's a good point.
Don't just say, yeah, I want to do it, and then, you know, they start up around 7 and go through the show. So email us, theriseguys@AOL.com. Otherwise, we'll just open it. And kind of, this is weird, but we kind of hope you have some problems.
Yeah, yes. So we can solve them.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Get some good advice
Hopefully
over here,
solve
you know?
Them. Give you some advice if we can.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be the whole thing. Now, here, I gotta think here. So that'll be tomorrow. I know, I got to get back in the groove.
This is the ultimate test here.
Get today's podcast. You can get it on the Audacy app, AUDACY, which I was listening to WXRT, The Loop, up in Chicago. They're an Audacy station. I didn't even realize now.
Hell yeah, we got
that's
them
awesome.
All, baby.
Yeah, that's great. You can find us there as well. We're on Google, we're on Amazon, Spotify, all of them. Go get it. Or you can text podcast to 1-800-774-0093, and we'll link you up that way. Thanks so much for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year. I'll stop that on the 5th or the 6th. I think I go through the 6th. So after tomorrow, I won't say Happy New Year anymore. But Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. God bless America. It is good.
Nailed it.
Yes. You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.